Welcome to Overexposed, episode 7. I hope you enjoy it. All right. So first off, give me your full name and how long have you been at ACC?
Well, I've been in ACC for 2 years and my name's Daniel Suarez.
Can you give me a brief history on how, you got into photography?
Well, I got into photography like as a hobby, like 4 years ago. When I saw my friend editing his photos in one of my German classes, and I got super interested and kind of like asked him about it, and that's how I started going. Yeah.
What was it about the image that he was editing that got you interested?
I don't know. I just didn't know that you could like manipulate an image so much like while editing it, because he was on Photoshop. And like, I was like, ooh, can you add, like, a face right here? And then he was like, yeah, sure. He just added it. And I don't know. I just found it a whole lot more interesting. And then I started asking him about, like, cameras and stuff. And that's when, like, a year later, I got, like, when I graduated from high school, I got my own camera. And, well, yeah, that's how it started.
Cool. What was your first thought or mood when you woke up this morning?
This morning, well, the first thought was that I was super late, so I had to get up and hurry. But yeah, that's pretty much my morning.
Are you always late to your classes?
Of course, I live so far away.
All right. What do you find? What is it that you find most interesting about photography? Is it the editing, or is it the actual taking of the picture, or is it?
I think what I most like is the reaction of when someone sees the picture, because it just captures a moment that's frozen like forever, and I mean, no one can change it, and I find that like really interesting, because well, things like in general change a lot, but the only things that can actually like stay the same are like drawings or photos, or yeah, so that's what I find most interesting about photographs. Yeah.
Being that like, you know, everyone has like a smartphone, or everybody's like snapping shots like with their phones and posting them and stuff like that, like what do you feel like the, I know you mentioned that it's like a moment in time, but what else do you feel like is like the importance of photography? Not just that it's freezing the moment, but.
Well, that's a hard one. I like, because like, sure, you can like capture just a moment like with your phone and everything, but like, I think what differentiates like photographers from like casual people just taking a picture with their phone is the photographers like have a meaning behind it. Meanwhile, someone that's just taking like a Snapchat will just show either what's going on or what he would like to show. Instead, the photographer will go out of his way, set up, try to mess with the composition or get interesting colors and like try to portray a story instead of just capturing just a moment. Yeah.
Right. Do you have a photo that you're proud of and why?
Photos
like what's
mine?
What is your
Ooh. Well, in fundamentals, I went to the Formula One track. And there was like this vintage car race, and there was this really nice car. It was, I think it was, I don't know how it's called, but it's like the company that was like paying for it was Repsol, which is, yeah, like for motorcycles and everything. But it was like really nicely lit because I was like on turn one. So like the sun was like right on its hood and it reflected really nicely. And I don't know, like I captured, like you could even see the driver, but the wheels were like super blurry. So I thought that was like my best picture in my opinion. Yeah.
Can you describe a visual experience of a photograph you wish you had taken, like a shot that you had wished that you had gotten?
Ooh, well, like I said, I got into photography like 4 years ago, but like 5 years, like 1 year before I got into photography, I went on a trip to Japan, Thailand, and Cambodia, and I would have loved to like take pictures of, like, for example, in Cambodia, there were a lot of like monks and everything. I would like to take pictures of them because they have such an interesting like lifestyle. And I would have also liked to take pictures of like the ancient palaces of Japan and so forth. Yeah.
What is the most important quality or attribute that you have that helps you as a photographer?
I don't know. I think it's my search of like perfection and everything but this doesn't apply to everything. Like, I think where I most apply like this sense of like this has to be perfect, I think would be like photography, because that's like the only place where I see like a result. So I think that like trial and error and like trying to get that perfect shot just gets me going. Mm. So I think that's like my best attribute, like as a photographer. Yeah.
So what gives you that determination or that
well,
want for perfection?
I don't know. I just don't like seeing things that I guess you could say I'm like, I have OCD trying to get everything perfect. So I don't know. It just bothers me. Like, my brain doesn't like process it as I want it to. So I just have to go and change it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
What were your expectations when you started photography, and like, has that changed? How has that changed?
Well, honestly, I got into photography because obviously like you see on Instagram, super cool pics and whatever. And after seeing that, I was like, ooh, I want to take pictures like that. And it started like that. But then I was like, yeah, but I mean, sure, it's not easy, but I want to do something that's like much like more like, I don't know how to explain it, but much more complicated or complex. So that's when I started like looking for photography programs, stumbled upon ACC. And I actually, at the beginning, I was only doing like photography as a hobby, and I was actually an engineering major. But then I didn't quite like engineering in general, so I decided to change. So I decided to do photography because I knew I liked it. So, and then I started like playing with studio lights and everything, and that's when I noticed I was like super into it, made the images that much harder to take. So I just found it a whole lot more interesting. Yeah.
So how have your expectations changed, like, or have they changed since you started photography? Like, what you've learned so far?
I don't know, like, expectations of photography have changed. Like, for me, I just find it that much more interesting now.
Okay.
So I guess that's, yeah. It's like, cool. There's more to than meets the eye. Like, in Transformers. Sorry.
What do you imagine photography will be like in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think maybe not in like 5, 10 years, but I think like in general, photography is going to like eventually, because how do I say this? Since photography is all about like capturing moments and everything, well, I think like science will eventually forget all about cameras and like literally install like a camera into your eyes, and that's how people would take pictures in the future. That's how I feel it's going to be. Just because you don't even need to carry a camera, but I guess that'll be like in at least 50 years.
Okay.
But like 5 to 10 years, I think DSLRs especially will be like a thing of the past. I mean, the mirrorless technology is taking over, but I also think because like most cameras nowadays, I'm sorry, I'm super tech savvy.
No, that's fine.
But, I've began to read and like right now, like most cameras are like mostly like hardware oriented. So like getting those key functions in and whatever. But I think photography will eventually like change from moving in like a hardware direction more into like a software direction.
Mm.
So yeah, I don't know. That's what I think. So like, obviously like cameras are becoming like smaller and smaller throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think eventually we'll have like a GoPro that takes pictures like a Hasselblad. So yeah.
Are you interested in making videos or films, or are you like committed to the still image and prints?
I'm interested in like film and everything, but what I most like is photography because you can't do photography with just your eyes. With your eyes, you can, well, obviously you're making a video throughout your whole life because you're viewing everything, but photography is just that one moment and that's it. And you can't really do that with anything else. So I think that's why it's more captivating, at least for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In your best words, explain to me the Scheinpflug principle.
Ooh, the Scheinpflug principle. That's when the focal planes of the lens, the planar, the plane field, which is the, like the subject field. So I don't know, like, for example, if you're taking a picture of the floor or whatever. No, that would be weird. No. Like, say,
I'll just mess with you, man. I appreciate you doing this. Do you have anything that you want to say to the listeners, like anybody that wants to get into photography or like?
Well, first of all,
like, what are your tips, I guess, that you would.
Well,
any advice?
I mean, I started just taking pictures with my iPhone. You don't really need a camera unless like you're into like all like the flash and everything and all that stuff. But I think with just an iPhone, regular iPhone, you can take super cool images, and you just need like the apps. Like, I would recommend Lightroom.
But what about somebody who wants to get into photography to
like super into photography? Well, I mean,
do you have any advice? I mean, for students?
Well, for sure, I would say invest in, like, if you're, like, really getting into photography and you're just starting out and, like, you have, like, I don't know, like, the cheap camera with this cheap kit lens, I would say first invest in good glass because, like, all sensors nowadays are, like, excellent quality, so getting a like the big 1DX Mark II or whatever, or the D5, Nikon D5, like the sensor quality and everything won't really change at all. So it's mostly about the glass. So like get the quality first and then get the specs.
Cool.
So yeah.
Nice. I appreciate you doing it. Thank you. And Hunter, would you like to add anything?
No.
All right. Thanks. Well, that is all. I want to thank my guest, Daniel Suarez, for being a part of this and the DPP at Austin Community College. Let me know what you think. Thanks.